Good evening and welcome to Bush Tea on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are also streaming live to the world on guardiantalkradio.com. I'm your host, Erica Wells. Thanks so much for joining us. On Bush Tea, we explore and discuss our country's rich history, heritage, and culture, and take a close look at what really makes the Bahamas Bahamian. There's an exciting and unique photography project that is quietly documenting the country's greatest resource, its people. That project is known as the Bahamian Project, and today we have with us Duke Wells, an award-winning veteran photographer, the project's manager Lisa Wells, and NAGB chief curator John Cox, who has partnered with Duke and Lisa on this exciting project that seeks to help preserve the character and legacy of great Bahamians. Duke, Lisa, and John, welcome to Bush Tea.
Thank you.
Duke, I'm going to start off with you. Tell our listeners, what exactly is the Bahamian Project?
Yes, first I would like to say thank you, Erica, for inviting us onto the show, and thank you to all the people who have tuned in. The Bahamian Project is a photographic art project in which we hope to document the character and preserve the legacy of the people who define what it means to be Bahamian.
Okay, and where did the idea come from?
Well, actually, the idea was inspired by the death of the late Jackson Burnside. I was looking for good photographs of him online, and all we could find is like lousy Facebook pictures and snapshots and stuff, and I just thought, being a photographer, it was kind of sad that we didn't have any legacy portraits of him. And as I mulled that over the next few months, I noticed that a number of other Bahamians who've contributed significantly to the social and cultural landscape of the Bahamas have also not been photographed, what I would consider, you know, proper legacy portraits.
Okay. How do you define legacy portrait?
Well, rather than just a snapshot of someone which records the a map of their face, we are trying to document the character of the people, show a little bit of their of the inside of the person and their personality.
Okay. And how is that different? How do you capture someone's character with a photograph?
Well, I think it has to do with experience in photography, first of all. The more portraits of people that you take, I think the better you get at that. And you're able to quickly size up the person and not just record their their looks in the most flattering way, but to record the inner personality of the person, the character of the person. And these would not be like glamour portraits. They wouldn't be pictures that are going to be heavily retouched afterwards. They're not pictures that are made to enhance the person's appearance, but more to document the character of the person.
Right. And you've been taking photographs for the project for how long now?
We started in, I think it was August, late August of last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many have you done so far?
We've shot 47 portraits so far. Our goal is to shoot 60 in the first year, so that Amanda and John can select the 40 ones that they would like to have appear in the exhibition that opens July 11th at the NAGB.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you go about choosing your subjects for this project?
Well, there's an awful lot of Bahamians who define the Bahamian, what it means to be Bahamian. What we're doing is just kind of looking at the people that, you know, we have met and the people that we know who we think are good role models for young Bahamians. Our goal is to not only document this moment in time of the Bahamian history, but to provide future generations of Bahamians the kind of people that they should look up to and aspire to be.
Okay, all right. And where are the photography sessions taking place?
The photo sessions take place at Pop-Op Studios, where we have a studio. in our, it's rather a small studio, but it's adequate for these needs.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the process. You know, you're talking about capturing someone's character and ultimately the Bahamian spirit. Take us through what that is like.
Well, the first thing that we're trying to do is, they're not the quintessential Bahamian-looking portraits, meaning we're not shooting them on the beach and we're not shooting them with the sun, sand, and sea in the background. The goal is to isolate the people into the studio, and we meet them, and some of the people we know a little about them. Other people I'm meeting for the first time ever. That's a little more difficult. But you know, what I do is I try and, talk with the person for a few minutes up front, and we have some preconceived ideas of how we'd like to handle the subject, and we spend a little time setting it up. It's not just a quick situation where someone comes in and we photograph them. Each person, we have a unique set and or unique lighting that we think will best portray that person's character or that look.
Okay, And give us some examples of the people you photographed so far.
Well, we photographed what we call the bright lights of Bahamian society, but also the raw gems. Mm-hmm. We photographed people who are popular, but also people who are relatively unknown to the broader to broad society, but who still define what it means to be Bahamian and portray the character that we think provides a good role model. We've photographed Peanuts Taylor, is of course, the musician, Chippy Chipman. We've photographed Dame Marguerite Pindling. We've photographed Hubert Ingraham. We've photographed Heino Schmid, an artist at Pop-Pop. Kareem Mortimer, the film person. And then we photographed some unknown people like Oswald Stubbs, the gentleman at the post office who sits outside the post boxes there. And we photographed Mr. Miller, who was one of the first conch vendors, if not the first conch vendor at Montego Beach. And a variety of other people, some known and some not so well known.
How are you learning about the more unknown, the gems, as you call them?
We get references. Now, one of the best sources of reference is on the BahamianProject.com website. We have a form that you can fill in to suggest who we might include as a subject, and gives you a little box to fill in why you think they should be included. And we've come up with a couple, true gems of society through that, where people recommend all of the recommendations that we've received through the website, and there have been dozens, have been very worthwhile characters. Unfortunately, we can only shoot 60 portraits in the first year, so right. The list is growing, and at the end of the first year, we hope to invite other photographers so that we can increase the number of portraits taken per year. It's a 3-year project.
Right, right. And how long does a photo session typically take?
From 1 to 2 hours.
Okay. And how are the when you contact someone to say, we would like for you to be a part of this project, what's the reception been like?
Well, Lisa makes the calls, and she's a project manager, and she handles all of the coordinating and scheduling of the people. And so far, the response has been fabulous. We've never had anyone not be interested, mm-hmm. and we haven't had anybody show up at the studio and not want to do the preconceived idea that we have. Usually people walk in, we tell them how we'd like to photograph them, and they've all been very amenable.
Right, right. And why do you think this is a good time now to be doing this project? And maybe Lisa and John could chime in.
Well, I think it's a good time because I was born in America, in the United States, and I kind of liken this period in Bahamian history to the late 1790s in the United States, where some of the people who were involved in the formation of the country, some of the people who were involved in making the Bahamas independent, are still alive. So, to liken it to America in the 1790s, it'd be like having Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Samuel Adams and Ben Franklin still alive. And here are these people are still alive, the people who have contributed so significantly to the Bahamian landscape. And we think that they should be documented so that 30 or 40 or 50 years from now, young people know who these people were and know the extent of their contributions.
John?
Yeah, I think it's also really important on two folds. I think I agree with what Duke said about the timing. But I think also from the NAGB's point of view, it's very interesting to create sort of a platform within the platform. I think that we are now kind of getting across to the public that the visual culture is a significant part of the broader culture, and how we understand art with a broad brush is quite different from more kind of sophisticated ways of understanding it, where you're able to break it down and into different disciplines. And I think that this creates a kind of a subtext of a certain kind of creative production in the country through photography, because we could talk about the subjects of the work in the context that Duke has spoken about already, but it also brings us to this issue of this kind of the portrait. There, in many countries, there are portrait galleries, mm-hmm. And we would love to see this project evolve into what we might see as a portrait gallery. It might be a satellite of the National Art Gallery, where we have a portrait gallery, where we start thinking we're just collecting into the White House. There's a portrait gallery in the White House where all the presidents have their portraits painted or photographed or whatever. But I think that it's a step in the right direction for people to start to discern visual art practices and kind of create some kind of clarity, I think, for us, you know, because art is normally a vehicle that carries some other message or some purpose. And I think that certainly the purpose is quite clear here. But for NAGB, it's two purposes. It's the ones that Duke's mentioned, as well as something, a practice that in this country is not as developed as I think it's not as developed as it should be, mm-hmm. Which is photography. And I think this is a wonderful beginning to, you know, isolate the practice in a way, you know.
Right. John, you mentioned the White House and the portraits of all the presidents. One thing I wanted to ask is there any sort of title or position that you are thinking, well, we would like to document like every prime minister? I mean, obviously there are only two who are alive. Is that something you're thinking about, or we would like to document every, I don't know, whatever?
Well, as John mentioned, one of the goals of the project is to inspire the foundation or the creation of a national portrait gallery in the Bahamas. Most other countries have that, and the Bahamas has not created one yet. And the goal would be to use these 60 pictures as the basis of such a gallery. And I guess the next step would be to have several of the best portrait painters in the Bahamas paint the people who we were unable to photograph, people who have passed away already, like Bonefish Foley, Paul Adderley, Jackson Burnside, Sonny Wall. There's so many people. And then the next step would be to create individual collections of people, and one of them could be a political collection where all the prime ministers are photographed. Another might be just the art collection, people from the art industry, which is very vibrant here. Another one might be just people from the Out Islands or something. You know, each photographer that we bring into the project and photographers who get involved in this undertaking, you know, many years from now, because hopefully it will be sustained, they could each contribute their own collection of photographs like they have in the National Portrait Gallery in the United States or in England.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned that it's a 3-year project. Within the first year, you're wanting to do an exhibition. Or
yes.
It's planned already. What are the other facets of the timeline?
Well, the first year, our goal was to kind of get the ball rolling and get people to understand what we're trying to do. And then on July 11th of this year, the NAGB will host an exhibition of the first 40 portraits for the 40th anniversary of the independence of the Bahamas. As we start the second year, as I mentioned, we're going to be inviting other photographers to get involved. And then we also are going to be giving lectures and seminars on portrait photography to young adults and other people at the NAGB and at Pop-Pop's studios. And hopefully we will inspire others to take up the art of portraiture One of the things we'd like to do is get young people together, and the ones that don't have cameras, we would provide them with disposable cameras. And then we would ask them to go out and shoot their role models or people who have influenced them. And we would take the best of those images and include them into the portrait collection and reward those kids with some kind of nice prize, like an iPad or a digital camera or something like that. And that way we're getting even more portraits brought into the collection, and we're getting more people involved in the art of portraiture.
Okay. Well, I see we're getting a signal that we need to take a break, so we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. This is Bush Tea on Guardian Radio 96.9.